We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovee of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovee, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. I was a finance major in college, and I had an economics minor. A lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovee, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovee on 670 The Score.
Tommy!
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. That's where we find our regular guest, friend of the show, Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovee. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. Looking forward to opening day. A lot of optimism in the air, a lot of excitement, as you would expect, Tommy. Let's start with the biggest development on your staff in the last week, the naming of Hayden Wesneski as the fifth starter. Gets the nod over Javier Assad. Adrian Sampson as well was in the mix. What was it about Hayden Wesneski's spring that tipped the scales in his favor?
Well, I think you saw a guy who took everything that he did last year, everything that he learned in a short, you know, five-start stint in the big leagues, take that in the offseason and absolutely just devote his focus to getting better and honing in what he does. We all knew when we got Hayden what we thought we had. You know, a guy who can command the baseball, has some really nasty stuff, but just has a willingness and desire to get better. And when you see a guy like that come into spring training with something to prove, and very businesslike, very to the point with what he's trying to accomplish, and then just goes out there and does it. You know, I think he has the ability to get really, really good hitters out at a high clip. And when you have the ability to do that, you know, and show that in spring, we're obviously excited about where he's headed, where his development's going, and really looking forward to see what he can do in a longer stint. We only got to see five starts last year, but he's continued to grow from that point.
Tommy, another guy in the rotation, Jameson Taillon yesterday, five innings, didn't allow a run, two hits, five strikeouts, and exactly zero walks over 29 pitches. How excited should Cubs fans be about Jameson Taillon in that rotation this year?
Oh, he's a guy I know a lot of Cubs fans have seen, you know, over the years when we saw him in Pittsburgh coming up as a prospect. Guy who's kind of reinvented his mix from that sinker ball type guy that you saw, like people saw in Pittsburgh, and obviously battled some injuries and health stuff. He is an uber competitor. He knows what makes him good, but he's also willing to continue to learn and grow in this game. And he's always been a strike thrower. You know, we were obviously looking at stats, but he threw, I think, 19 innings in spring in our big league games, not counting the backfield game that he worked on, but punched out 23, didn't walk a guy all spring. Like, he attacks the strike zone. He knows what he's doing, continuing to add weapons to kind of continue to push that punch out rate that we feel like it is in there. But he's not afraid to attack the strike zone, and that's what you want to see. Guys that are willing to stay in his own, trust their stuff, and be aggressive. He's fun to watch. He's fun to be around. Really fortunate with the group of guys that we feel like we're putting together and we'll be taking to Chicago.
We know that is every spring just a formality in naming the opening day starter, but it still means something to the players when they get the news. Heck, it meant so much to Marcus Stroman that he beat the Cubs to the news, and he broke it on Twitter, Tommy. He was so thrilled and anticipating his opening day start. But yet, Marcus Stroman, excited for the season. He's seems to be healthy. Expectations are high. How would you describe what his expectations are, what yours are for him?
Well, his expectations are of himself are always super high. You know, he goes out there expecting to beat you every single time he takes the ball, and such a good competitor. You see the way he competes on some of the biggest stages in the WBC. Like he wants to be out there competing. You know, he doesn't want to, you know, ease his way through things. He's very pointed in the stuff he likes to work on. He knows his body and he knows how to handle himself and take care of himself better than, you know, most guys that are in this league. So he does everything with a purpose, and his purpose is to go out there and be really, really good and win ball games. So obviously we're excited, you know, for him to start opening day and really set the tone for what we feel like we want to be able to accomplish this year.
Tommy, one day I'm asking Cubs, you know, experts about Rowan Wick and if he's got a chance to maybe close some games because of some of the injuries in the Cubs bullpen. And now I see that my guy, Rowan Wick, has been waived. What happened to Rowan Wick?
Well, we still believe Rowan Wick can really be a really good major league pitcher, major league reliever, and a guy who can do some stuff at the back end of the baseball games. For Rowan right now, there's just some consistency, some things that he knows he needs to continue to work on and hone in on. And look, like when Rowan first came up, he had a dominant fastball and a really good, you know, big breaking ball that played off of that. You know, we have to, as players, as coaches, as an organization, have to continue to evolve. And some of the things that we've continued to work on with Roe just haven't stuck yet, you know, and he knows that. And he knows that to be his best, he's got to pitch off his strengths, but also continue to hone in on the things that are going to make him an even better pitcher. You know, how we start the season and the people that we take is obviously not going to be, you know, how we end. And these things tend to work themselves out. But I know he was in we talked quite a bit yesterday, and he was in a good headspace. He knows what he needs to work on and stay focused on, and he's not letting this set him back. He's going to go out and attack and be aggressive and prove to us that he's ready to come back and be the guy that we all know he can be.
Talking with Tommy Hydevy, the Cubs pitching coach here on The Score. It's Mully and Haw, Mark Grody in for Mully. And so last year, Tommy, as we talked throughout the season, it always seemed as if, well, you ask about Justin Steele, you got to wonder about Keegan Thompson. Keegan Thompson and Justin Steele, they were always one with the other, kind of paired in our heads. This spring, they have different roles now heading into the season. It seems as if Justin Steele is solidified in your rotation. Keegan Thompson, maybe a slower ramp up, but I wonder how would you describe his role and both of their developments this spring?
Yeah, for Keegan specifically, you know, we obviously see what he can do in shorter stints out of the bullpen. He's had some really good success coming in and pitching those 2 and 3 innings of high leverage baseball, and he's a guy that we absolutely feel can do that. He was a tick behind just in terms of the ramp up for most guys, but you know, completely confident in his ability to do what he needs to do to get out to the big league level. He's going to continue to build and grow in that role, and I think it'll be really good for him to not feel like he's going to get yo-yoed back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen. And he's still a guy that I know we feel like can make starts and be a major league starter, but there's also something to be said for a guy having a solid role, build your foundation of what you need to do every day to be a successful major league pitcher, and then kind of get on a run. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do when you're bouncing back and forth between you're going to start, you're going to go to the bullpen, you're going to be a long guy, you're going to be a short, high leverage guy. And I think giving Keegan more consistent work and a consistent workload will only benefit him as the season goes on. And for Justin, you know, you saw – the run that he went on last year as a starter, really hone in on what he does really well, and then just continue to build off that. His last start down here, he went, you know, 6 innings and 61 pitches. You know, he's got the ability to get swing and miss, but he also has the ability to get a ton of weak contact early in the count. And you've seen teams be more aggressive with the pitch clock and with some of the new rules. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some games that that Justin's throwing that are, you know, really low pitch count, high ground ball, high weak contact early in the game, and then go get those punch outs when he needs. So it's been fun. Two awesome, awesome guys, fans. I know, get to see them and be around them and listen to them talk. They're great personalities, great people, and really fun to work with.
Tommy, I know you got your hands full at the big league level, but what pitching prospects should we pay attention to in the minors?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, there may have been only like one or two names. I think the organization, credit to Craig Breslow, to the minor league coordinators and coaching staff, the scouts that we brought in, the amateur scouts that we've drafted. I mean, there is a list, a long list of guys that we feel are going to be really good major league pitchers, major league contributors. You know, we saw a few of them, we feel like, in spring training. I think, you know, when you see a guy like Cam Sanders, who can run it up there to 9,900 miles an hour, has the ability to spin the baseball too, has a good changeup. Like, you know, you see guys like that perform. I know Daniel Palencia is a name that a lot of guys, people or fans have heard of. Elite pitch stuff, you know, bulldog on the mound, all those things. And some of these young starters that we have coming too, like the Jordan Wicks and, you know, TJ Hertz and Riley Thompson and Cole Franklin. I mean, you can go through a long list of guys that we feel like are on the verge of doing some special things, and they just have to go out there and prove it. You know, that's the bottom line. They go out and take care of their business, good things are going to happen. So, yeah, credit to the organization, the work that the coaches, the coordinators, scouts, everybody's put in, but we feel like we're definitely heading in the right direction.
You know, it is a long list, Tommy, and you start to look at pitching emerging as the strength of this organization, and that is maybe by design, but it certainly has become the reputation. And I bring that up because over the weekend on Inside the Clubhouse, Bruce Levine and I were interviewing Drew Smyly, and we talked about the options, and he's well-traveled, and he's been around a lot of organizations. And in the offseason, he had choices. And he talked about being in Chicago and what being exposed to the pitching infrastructure you guys offered put and set you apart from other teams that he might have been considering. That's got to feel good to hear. That's got to be good to know. I guess, generally speaking, is that just going to be something that continues to be enhanced, or what ways can you even build on what you have already established?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we appreciate, you know, comments like that from guys that we have come here and have had success. You know, we just do what we feel like what's right. If we were a player, how would we want to be treated? How would we want things to be presented? How would we want things to be done? And we try to just put ourselves in their shoes. And when you do that, you're never really satisfied as a group. We're always trying to find ways to get better. We're always trying to find new ways to use information to hone in the things that players do really well, but also help them fill the gaps on the things that we feel like they have the ability to get better with. And a lot of, you know, just conversations I've had with other guys, there's just, you know, an eagerness with players more and more now to digest new information, to work on new things, to find ways to get better. And guys aren't complacent. So we've been really lucky to have a really fun group of guys to work with. I'm fortunate enough to have a really awesome pitching infrastructure here at the major league level that I get to work with every day. And like I said, just having those guys, those coordinators, those coaches in the minor leagues that keep preaching the same thing. The one thing I will say is, organizationally, when players come up, they're going to hear me, they're going to hear our coaching staff talk the exact same way that our coordinators and minor league coaches do. And that's from communication that we try to have as an organization up and down. And when you have that, you have that cohesiveness, it makes things a lot better for a transition for guys. So obviously we're appreciative of those comments. We're obviously always trying to get better as a group and get the best out of our guys that we can.
Tommy, we know that Kyle Hendricks must be protected at all times as the final remaining member of the 2016 World Series champions. At what point might we see Mr. Hendricks on a mound throwing to a catcher and to a batter?
Yep, so Kyle's been on a really good bullpen progression down here through camp. You know, hopefully we're going to get him to start facing some hitters, I think, within the next week. And he's doing really well. The best thing about where Kyle is right now for me is we're kind of, you know, we've put him outside of his comfort zone a little bit in terms of some of the movement and some of the things that, you know, we wanted to be able to accomplish with Kyle through this process. He's handled it fantastic. He's recovering really well, and that's what you want to see at this point in his progression. Now that you know he can handle the workload, it's time to start, you know, sharpening, fine-tuning your skills and facing hitters and getting back into that kind of compete mode against other people, not just yourself. So, you know, really looking forward. We know what Kyle can do when he's at his best, and he's going to be a big part of what we want to do this year, obviously.
Okay, Tommy, so it's Thursday, opening day. You got a 3-2 lead in the ninth, and the Brewers have the heart of the order coming up. Who gets the ball? Who's your closer? Is it day-to-day, or do you know?
Marcus Stroman will be in the game still, David. Okay. Don't you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, the relievers give me a ton of crap in spring training because you're kind of all over the place in spring, but obviously spend a ton more of my time with the starters and like Boxberger and those guys are like, oh, so you're actually going to be around to talk to us now, you know, because the season starts. So, but no, I think we feel really confident in the guys that we're taking to start the year. I think you see a lot of the way guys have pitched this spring with Fulmer, Boxberger, you know, Michael Rucker, guys that have continued to grow and get better. I mean, Javier Assad, the way he's been throwing the baseball, I think has been really fun to see. So yeah, I don't want to tip our hand on everything that we want to do, but I think it's going to be fun to see how this all plays out. And you guys know early in the year, you know, you're trying to give guys the best chances to be successful in the game. You're also trying to get consistent work out of guys. And the bullpen tends to, you know, take a little time to kind of mature and get into those roles. But obviously we have a ton of faith and trust in a lot of guys we're going to be putting in those situations.
Tommy, I'm just listening to you right now. You sound like you have complete ownership over this position, the pitching coach. How much more comfortable do you feel like right now as to when you took the job? And I assume you felt comfortable then, but what is the difference between then and now for you?
My big thing is just continuing to learn. You know, was I, you know, ready to take over that role, you know, when I first got it? I felt like it, but I know a lot more now than I did, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And that should be the case. If I'm lucky enough to have this job for another 5 years, I should be saying the same thing. You know, I love to get to do what I do. I'm, you know, I've always been, you know, a guy who wants to be the best at no matter if I'm playing, if I'm coaching. Like, if you don't want to be the best, then why, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? So, I love to get to do what I do. I'm going to continue to learn and grow and definitely feel like I'm a much better coach and thankful for the organization for what they've been able to teach us and continue to push us to do over the course of these 5 years. So, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity and just obviously, like I said, just want to keep getting better.
Well, you certainly have gotten very good on the radio, Tommy. I have to say that. Your weekly hits, terrific.
Maybe that's what's coming through. I'm feeling that in this hit. I really am.
Tommy, I have one last thing before we let you go. I wondered this morning as we were talking about Nico Hoerner, and congratulations to Nico signing the contract extension. You've got Dansby Swanson now up the middle. When you have two guys now who are going to be foundational pieces, when you have two guys who improve the baseball IQ as much as they do, how much do they get involved, and what's the communication like? I mean, you count on the catchers, you communicate with them. How much do you rely on the middle infielders for intel, for feedback, and how much are they involved in how to, you know, the day-to-day game plan?
I mean, they are definitely a big part of everything that we want to do. The foundation of a good team is built on, like, pitching, good defense, up the middle. You see that, you know, over and over. And the thing I love the best, obviously, being around Nico, but being around Dansby now for, you know, for a short amount of time, is their willingness to communicate. And that's one thing we'd say early in spring in the communication with these guys. Like, if you see something, say something. Like, the only way we're going to get better as a group is if we're all on the same page, pulling from that same rope. And you guys have the best view of the game. The middle infielders and the catcher really can see everything. And they understand pitch calling and sequencing. And we were, I think, two or three games in, and Dansby came right up to us and was like, hey, well, why was that pitch called there? Just curious, trying to get a feel for why he's using his stuff that way. And the communication, the way guys talk and have the ability to anticipate what's going on, I think separates those guys from the crop. So we're very lucky to have those two guys up the middle, especially, and love that we have guys so invested not only in our pitchers, but what we're trying to accomplish as a team. And that's only going to, you know, accomplish really good things as the year goes on.
Tommy, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you at Wrigley.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you, everybody, on Thursday.
Safe travels. Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, joining us from Arizona, getting ready to pack and get ready to return to Chicago. Opening day is Thursday, Mark Grody, and it's fun to talk about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.